Well, we have been trying this week on The Takeaway to get you reading this summer. We've had your best summer reading lists, nonfiction and fiction, earlier this week. If you insist on turning on the television this summer and being one of those people, well, I'm with you also. Melissa Locker is here. She's culture reporter for The Takeaway with the summer's best television viewing. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, Todd.
We should say at the top, the only thing that matters is Game of Thrones. I think we both know that.
Absolutely.
Season 7 is coming up later in July, so we're definitely going to talk about that. Before we get to that, we should talk about something else on television beside Game of Thrones. Insecure has been a huge hit.
You want to break up with me?
You know, Molly's waiting on me. I'm going to spend the night at her house, and we can talk about this tomorrow.
Hey, Issa!
See you later.
Hey, Ace!
Yeah, Insecure is great. It's by Issa Rae. It's on HBO. If you haven't seen it before, you know, Issa Rae, she's such an incredible comedic talent, and she's really been able to shine on Insecure. And luckily, we were getting a second season pretty quickly after the first season ended. It kind of ended on a little bit of a cliffhanger, a very dramatic moment involving her boyfriend. And season 2 kind of picks up right where it left off. And I am really excited to see what's going to happen, and I think people will like it.
Fans of British TV and fans of crime get a double hit with Broadchurch, which is going into its third season now.
And we'll need you to give a sample of DNA. We'll be asking everyone at the party to do the same. It's completely voluntary.
No problem. I was thinking, when I was making the list up, we knew everybody there. So that means one of our friends could have done this.
Yeah, so this is Broadchurch's third and final season, and honestly, it kind of shouldn't exist because season 2, they basically wrapped up the case that held them over for season 1 and season 2, but then the showrunner is actually going on to Doctor Who, and I think he wanted to wrap everything up in Broadchurch, so he brought it back for a whole new season. It's the last one, and they're looking at a very, like, intense assault case that's happening in their very cute, idyllic, beachy town in England. And so far, it started just last week, so there's only been one episode so far. It's very easy to catch up, and it is really, like, the first season was one of the best crime dramas probably ever.
Mm. So that's Broadchurch in its third season, but you've got a new show on here as well, which is Snowfall, set in Los Angeles and the crack epidemic.
Yeah, so Snowfall is kind of FX's big push show for the summer. It's by John Singleton, who obviously has a lot of incredible, you know, movie chops. And it looks at, yeah, the rise of the crack epidemic in Los Angeles in the 1980s.
You said if there was ever a problem, you were the man to see.
I guess that means there's a problem.
I need you to take a ride with me, Teddy.
You can bring the gun if it makes you more comfortable.
There are definitely some parallels between John Singleton and the main character that, you know, you can read about everywhere. But it's just, it's a pretty interesting show. And it's only had one episode so far. So also, it premiered on Wednesday night. So it's very easy to catch up. And I think people will really enjoy it, at least to sort of see kind of this history of the rise of crack cocaine, which you wouldn't necessarily see on TV before.
Okay, box is checked. That's three shows you can watch while you're killing time for season 7 of Game of Thrones on HBO. Look, everybody is headed towards King's Landing. By the way, if you're not caught up, there might be some spoilers in this Game of Thrones section here. If you haven't watched season 6, just be aware of that.
Just lunge for the radio dial right now. Turn it off.
Melissa, Jon Snow is back from the dead, obviously, and has amassed his army, and he's not alone.
There will be more fights to come. House Glover will stand behind House Stark, as we have for 1,000 years.
And I will stand behind Jon Snow. The king in the north!
He is not alone. He has friends. He has people gathered around him. He is teamed back up with his sister Sansa, which is amazing to see. There's so many things that could happen in this next season. I mean, you have Daenerys coming in with her dragons. You have Cersei just making a serious play for the Iron Throne by herself. It's kind of crazy. Like, there's so many things happening, and this is going to be the penultimate season. So, you know, there's a lot that has to happen. Being the showrunner for that show must be insane. Like, they must have, like, the full-on, like, crazy person. Like, you know when you're, like, people are always trying to crack a crime in a TV show, and they have, like, lines drawn everywhere, and their whole room is plastered. Because how do they keep it all straight? I don't even get it.
That's also a map of my brain, starting on July 16th on HBO. I'm sure it is yours too, Melissa Locker, culture reporter for The Takeaway. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.